T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All righty, you ask, we answer. AMA, we do it every single Wednesday at this time. Questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start out on the text line. Robert in the Northeast wants to know, a fun one here. What fictional sporting event would you most like to attend?
Wow. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind
Quidditch.
Is... No.
Ooh, a Quidditch game is a great...
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Because then I get to be at Hogwarts.
You can see people on broomsticks flying around. How cool would that be?
Yeah. No.
Great answer.
No. Well, the first thing that came to my mind, but it's not my actual answer, is when Roy Hobbs is up to bat, you know, to win the pennant.
Who thought that would be?
But no, I'm going to give you a different answer as the number one. It's clearly after Rocky has established that he can hang in there with Apollo in the first fight. The fight you want to be at is Rocky II. At the Spectrum, as a Philadelphian, to see the Italian Stallion take on the greatest boxer in the world, Apollo Creed, and to try to win the belt. And then to see a double knockout, and then to see Rocky gets up by way of being helped by the ropes, which I don't know if it's illegal, and he's standing there and he's holding on the ropes. And then the ref says, yeah, you're out! And Rocky wins. And then Rocky gives a speech. That, ladies and gentlemen, is better than your little Quidditch thing. Knock it off.
I would much rather be at a Quidditch
game. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Okay, so the
That's ridiculous.
Just stop for a second. Forget your whole, like, Rocky thing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Like, forget that. The novelty of seeing people fly around on broomsticks in the world, in real life, like, you wouldn't want that? Like, that's so cool. Magic. You could watch magic.
But I would know it's make-believe.
No, it would be real.
But I would know, as a spectator, I would know it's me.
Richie wins. Next question. Just came up.
Rocky
we too. Just kind of talked about Elliot's what? Wedding. KK on Twitter once.
Rocky IV, by the way, is another big one. Yeah. Behind the Iron Curtain.
Yeah, sure.
All right, go ahead, James.
Watch the Russians turn on Dolph. All right. Which WIP staffer will embarrass themselves the most at ESP's wedding?
The guy that asked the question.
So not true.
It's obviously
just wait.
You,
oh,
James.
You won't be there. I am about as good a wedding guest as there is.
Sure.
I am so much fun at weddings.
But the question wasn't whether you're fun. The question was who's going to embarrass themselves.
And I won't. I'm gonna. What's the opposite of embarrass? I'm gonna make a name for myself as the greatest wedding guest of all time.
John, do you believe James has that in him?
Get ready.
If you've got it in your mind that you're going to be the greatest wedding guest of all time, I don't know what that implies.
I'm joking. My wife and I like
good.
To dance. We like to dance. We're going to dance a lot. We're going to have a good time. We love to go to weddings. It's going to be a blast.
Like I said, Seltzer dancing. He's
That's
the answer.
Cool. I mean,
I'm all right, Joe. I can handle myself on a dance floor. I don't know the same about you. I wouldn't want to see that.
I would know not to dance.
Well, I like dancing, and I'm pretty good at it. So
you think you are.
I'm good enough, and also, I don't care. I'm a big dancer.
I know you don't.
Watching
James,
guy,
I love you. I do. I love you. But my point is, you're going to embarrass yourself.
So, no, I'm not because here's
my point. The question
was, who's
going to embarrass
yourself? I actually have a thing that I do at weddings is my wife is an awesome dancer. Danced her whole life, like was in dance class, the whole thing. So I just let her dance and kind of move around her a little bit. It looks good, man. I'm just telling you.
Right.
I'm not at all worried
I'll
about
be the judge,
myself.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad Joe won't be there like a loser.
Keep it moving.
Right. Yeah, good question from Jimmy. He asks, what's the single greatest piece of advice you've ever received?
Holy mackerel. I would say Liz Jaworski, Jaws' wife one time, said to me, I always tell Ron, just do the right thing. And she was giving me advice at that point. I don't remember what the conversation was about, but she was saying to me, when all else fails, just do what you know is right. And if you do what you believe is right, it doesn't get much more simple than that. I've always appreciated that advice.
Hmm.
But I'm sure my mom, you know, and my dad, when I was very young, said any number of things to me, and you know, you don't remember it all, but that one stood out to me.
You know, my mom was a teacher, and my dad sold cars, but my dad told me from, I don't know, first grade on, always do your homework at home, Johnny. And really, that doesn't sound like much, but the idea carries through. Just prepare adequately. You know, if you've got reading, do the reading, so then you can, in class the next day, do well. And I think it applies even today. You know, we go home and you watch the games and you have that information to talk about. It's all about being prepared, and I thought that was really solid.
That is good advice. Do your work.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly.
That's
very simple.
Exactly.
All right, everybody, Tom from Abington on the text line asks, if you could celebrate only one holiday for the rest of your life, which one you choose?
It's obviously Christmas.
I think Christmas is
Of course
hard
it's
to beat.
Christmas.
Very clearly Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
No, it's Christmas.
Well, Thanksgiving, really?
Oh, without a doubt. Food and football. What
I
else
like
do we need
it.
On a holiday? The job of the day is eat food and watch football. Thank you.
Hey, we got football on Christmas this year, man.
Giving
well, yeah, but
gifts.
That's not an annual thing.
I'm going Christmas.
Opening gifts. Christmas feels so much more festive than any other holiday.
TF Berg on Facebook asks, besides not understanding Joe's bath obsession, what's one TV or movie series Joe hates, but John and I can't understand why?
Well, probably that football movie, the Titans movie.
That's up there.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Remember the Titans.
I mean, I think there.
I don't hate it. I just don't like it.
I honestly think that's not the answer. The answer is any number of Step Brothers, Anchorman, whatever you want to say.
Yeah,
of these,
the
like,
Will Ferrell
the
stuff.
Funniest movies ever made, or certainly made in our lifetime, or the last 30 years. You don't like any of them.
Yeah, I don't like most
stuff.
Most. You like Wedding Crashers. I think that's the only one.
Yes. And yeah, the Marvel thing. I mean, I might crank them all up, but having seen the Iron Man guy, I thought the first half of it was really good. I thought it then went downhill in the second half of the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. All right, give us one or two more, John.
All right, Richie, this one's for you. Miles asks, John promised to tell the entire story of his supernatural experience that occurred in a local restaurant.
Oh,
can we
geez.
Hear the story now?
Holy mackerel.
Long. At Jarrettown Hotel. I used to go there on Wednesdays for trivia night. And the Jarrettown Hotel apparently is on the National Registry of Haunted Places. There's a lot that goes into this. I had multiple run-ins with what seemed to be supernatural forces in that place because I was going every Wednesday. And I was playing on the team at the time. And I actually brought some guys from the team to come see this stuff. I don't know if I have time right now, but... I don't know, maybe later in the show I'll give one that's
Find some
longer.
Time where you can, okay.
There's
So it's still
I saw some stuff,
saying.
And it was real. And I'm convinced before that point in time, I did not think ghosts were real. I now know they are.
You know it.
I know it.
Like you'd bet your
floor is yours right now. Give us 45 seconds to convince us that you know that ghosts are real.
Wow. Okay. My cousin didn't believe at all in ghosts. He just came back from Bosnia. I told him there is something going on the second floor of this hotel. You got to come up here with me. We're standing there on this landing. He's saying out loud, I don't believe you're there. Show me you're here. All of a sudden, a light turns on. We look down that hallway and the light that's on, there's a switch that turns it on and off completely at the other end of the hallway. So I'm sort of freaked out. He's like, oh, this, whatever, this is fake. He walks down to the other end of the hallway, turns the light switch off. The light is off. He walks to the end of the hallway where I am. As soon as he crosses into the landing where I am, the light clicks back on. That switch clicks back up, and we both streak down the stairs because there was no one else up
there.
So
you saw it happen?
Yes.
Not convinced. You could do that with you know, technology.
Someone.
But no one's. Technology. They're not doing that with technology.
Why not?
Well, what James is saying, someone could have been behind a different wall.
There wasn't anyone.
Yes, or they have a remote control type of thing where they can flick the light switch on and off with a remote control.
This place, there was nothing happening on the second floor. People didn't even like to go up on the second floor. It was a restaurant downstairs.
Look,
once upon a time, it had been a hotel.
No, I've been there. I know it well. Look, John, I think your story is compelling. I will say that. But I do think James's point that someone could be doing
it. It doesn't convince me is the point. I'm not like, oh, now I believe in ghosts.
Another one. I went up to the third floor once.
Same place?
Yes.
Okay.
Against my better judgment.
Okay.
Because I had already been weirded out by a lot of stuff that happened there. We were doing a little tour. It was me. I think Full Throttle was with me at this point in time because I told him about it in the locker room.
Jason,
like, oh, I gotta see it.
Jason Short, for those that don't know.
Crazy.
Number Full 52. Throttle.
Yeah, nuts. We're up on the third floor, and as we're descending to the second floor, there's a table in the landing where I personally felt it was like a cold breeze like came, and the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Out of the corner of my eye, I see something move, and I just jolted. I jumped over the banister and ran the hell out of the place because there was something right there, right next to us. Everyone else, as I'm, you know, like jumping down the stairs, I can hear everyone saying, oh, whoa, did you see it? There was a huge plant that moved, I don't know, 5 feet across a table as we were descending the steps. Like right when I felt that cold and I jumped over the railing. This plant moved very clearly with no one touching it from one side of the table to another.
Fascinating. And with that, I don't know what to say. We shut it down. We shut it down. Wow. All right. Make of it what you will. Let's go to the phones. I mean, look, it's either a person that's pulling one over on other humans or it's a ghost. I mean, it's one or the other. It's one or the other.
I'm telling you.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. Hey, Joe.
All right, before I get started and talk a little bit about sports and then give you the winner, Joe, you better be the weasel of the week on Angelo's show for not going to ESP. How dare
Thank you?
I
mean, how dare I?
How dare you? You could always go with your buddies, but someone who's, you know, helped you in your career on your show and probably a friend, and you're just going to skip it?
Well, every week for what? Like 3 years, the guys come on our show.
It's not a big time weasel move. I mean,
how would you feel if he didn't show up to yours?
Great question.
Well, I mean, listen, you know that's going to happen. I mean, like, there's always going to be a certain percentage of people that don't come. I would genuinely like to be there, but I also want to see my friends from college.
I could be wrong about this, but I think you're the only person who was invited here who's not going. I could be wrong. I'm just throwing it out there.
Shocker. All right, before I get to the winning
answer, Joe, I gave him a gift like a month and a half ago, man. He's getting interest right now.
He does not see you. It's going to be missed.
Oh, man. Now you're making me
feel
bad.
You only have one life, my friend. You got to go.
So well, that's why I'm going to New York, but go ahead.
Phillies were 12 and a half out. Like I said, I don't want to hear about this wild card crap. They've cut it to 7. And, again, the mutts are the mutts. And you're going to keep chipping away at this lead by the end of this month with the schedule at the back half. You got the Pirates. You got the Cubs. You got the Marlins. You got the Cardinals again, who you just played against pretty well. And you got a little revenge against the Braves. This team's going to be 5 or 4 back by the end of the month without Harper. They better be buyers and more than one player as well. They better go in for a couple of positions because you're already over the luxury tax, so who really cares?
Well, I don't know where you get this. They're going to be 4 or 5 games back. They might be. They might not. I mean, Scherzer came back.
Look at the schedule for the Mets.
Listen, Joe, we'll see. Scherzer came back last night and pitched really good, man. I mean, you know.
They win? Did the Mets win? I didn't see that.
Well, didn't he have 11? Well, maybe it was 2 days ago. Didn't he have 11 strikeouts?
But it's the Mets. They always falter in the second half. Always.
Look,
the last time you won the division?
I don't know. 2015? I have no idea. What year is it?
I think it's before that.
Well, look, the Phillies haven't won
it
since.
They're a lot better than they were then.
Yeah.
But they're still the Mutts.
They did lose, by the way. Scherzer pitched. They lost 1-0.
Oh, okay. But he had 11 strikeouts in like seven innings or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but they lost.
Okay.
But they didn't get a run. That's a shame. They didn't get a run for their star pitcher. I'm going to win this, hands down. And it is the biggest pop culture moment in our lifetime. 1.9 billion people in over 135 countries. And this event and this 20 minutes of fame enhanced concert life and enhanced MTV life, and that is Queen's performance at Live Aid.
You know, it's a good answer. I mean, the Live Aid performance is really good. I don't think it's the best pop culture achievement in the last 50 years because it is just a great three songs that was well performed. I also think it elevated Queen past a level that they should have been elevated to. Historically, I mean, they were really good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they were great in a certain sense, but they weren't great in like the Zeppelin, Who, you know, Doors sense, Beatles sense, you know. And I think when people put Queen amongst the pantheon, put them up there because of that performance, which was great. But it's not like Jeremy Lin's LeBron James. I mean,
I think also part of it is they have a lot of songs that are in commercials. They have a lot of songs that are ubiquitous that everyone knows, like We Are the Champions, Bohemian Rhapsody, and all that stuff, that I think it elevates them because of that as much, too.
I think they're a little overrated is what I'm trying to say.
In a way.
And I think they're really good, but I think they're a little overrated. I mean, people act like they're all-timer. They're not. That was a great performance, though. I will certainly give them that. And give Freddie Mercury that, because that was a great performance. Monty and Cherry Hill, what's up, Monty?
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you, Monty.
How you guys doing? Hey, John, welcome back too.
Thanks, Monty.
Monty, go ahead, buddy.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm excited about the Eagles this year. The offense. I think Devontae Smith's going to have 120 catches this year, 2,000 yards, and be unstoppable.
Well, hold on a second, Monty. Unstoppable. I think you were on a better track when you were doing the welcome backs. 120 catches. Let's go with 86 catches.
Well, look at A.J. Brown. He'll get double teamed, and Devontae Smith is a precise route runner, and you also have Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a good enough running. He doesn't have a good enough quarterback, and there are tons of options. So there's a 0% chance, actually zero, that he will have 2,000 yards receiving, which I believe only one player has ever had. Well, wasn't that Rice? They have 2,100, I think, one year, something like that. Maybe it was 1,900.
Calvin Johnson came close, I think. I think it was Calvin Johnson, wasn't it?
Rice had the record for a while. Maybe
last year.
Yeah, he was up there, but I thought he was in like the 18 or the 19s.
He
was
up. He had 2,000.
Did he?
It's Calvin Johnson, I'm right. 1964. Cooper Kupp had 1947 last year.
Wow.
So it came very close.
All right. Look, Monty, I just don't think Devontae Smith's there. And here, the more important point, I don't think the quarterback's there.
Even our O-line is the best in football. We're going to be just dominant.
I like the O-line a lot. If a receiver has 2,000 yards catching the ball, you better have a pretty good quarterback.
I guess you're right, Joe.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate
Monty
that.
Smith will be solid. And I think he'll look better than he did last year. But that, you know, let's go incremental here. I think he could. I absolutely believe this guy could go for 1,000 yards, and that would be an improvement.
Yeah, but I want more than that.
Okay. 1,200 yards would be awesome.
Yep.
And I think he's probably going to be in that vicinity.
All right, Monty, give me a great answer here for a pop culture achievement in the last 50 years.
Okay, I'm going to go with Pink Floyd. In 1973, they released Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep.
And as of 2020, it charted in 2020. It set a record. It's been on the charts for 950 weeks since then. All-time record.
Wow. All
That's right. amazing.
All right. Now,
are you kidding
what
me?
Does that mean? It's been like it's amongst the top sellers for 900?
Yeah, for 950 weeks.
And how low does the list go?
I don't know. I could look it up.
I mean, that I would be interested because there's, you know, like, are we talking like thousands on the list or hundreds on the list?
There must be thousand. It must be like 1,000. Or that
I don't know.
It can't be a top 100 album for 950 weeks.
It seems unlikely, but I will say I see how people would buy a great, you know, there's always new teenagers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you were a teenager in the 90s. So you would have bought it in the 90s, teenagers in the early 2000s, teenagers in the, you know, when I say teenagers, you're kind of getting into 90s, music new and, you know. Yeah.
So it's Dark Side. Did he say Wish You Were Here? Because I think he said Wish You Were Here. Either way, it is Dark Side is the album.
Did he said Dark Side.
Okay, good, good, good. I thought he said Wish You Were Here.
Is that the one that links up with the Wizard
Correct.
Of Oz?
Yeah.
And I've told you guys the story when I brought that to the
It kind of works.
Billboard 200. It's been on the top 200 for 950 weeks.
All right.
That's pretty amazing.
That is really amazing.
That's something else.
That's a pretty great achievement. So Wizard of Oz, I had it on VHS tape growing up. My buddies wanted to see it. They talked about the whole Dark Side of the Moon thing, linking it up.
And you watched it?
Well, I brought it up to Fairfield, and me and my friends got together. We're in a room. And so we're going to do the whole Dark Side of the Moon thing to the Wizard of Oz.
You have to start it, I think, on like the third roar of the lion.
There's a certain something. We looked it up. Whatever it was. We had the right info. What was the problem?
Commercials on your tape.
Commercials. Commercials. Oops.
I did it. I did it without commercials.
What an idiot.
And I think it did pretty much
match up. I knew
exactly
as soon as you went that way. I was like, I know where this is going.
As soon as it goes to commercials, everyone looks at me like, Joe, you're an idiot. I'm like, sorry, guys. Sorry. Commercials. I don't know what to tell you.
You had to sort of stretch your imagination a little bit, and I don't remember exactly what the specifics were, but, you know, like Dorothy's standing in black and white on a fence, and, you know, it's balance playing. There was when it became color.
Well, I remember that.
I think it's right
yeah,
when
I've
it,
heard of
like
that.
You hear the cash registers, ka-ching, boom, yeah. boom, 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 yeah. boom, boom, you know. So it sort of did.
I have
work.
Heard that happens at that exact moment. That's pretty cool. Let's go to Salvador right now in Coatesville. What's up, Salvador?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Salvador.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Okay. So, Joe, you're not going to ESP's wedding, man?
Dude, I mean, I want to tell you, my friends from college are getting together. I mean, like, what do you want me to do?
You can give me the tickets.
Shame.
And I can take Amy.
Shame. Shame. Whoa!
That is a statement, my man.
Yeah, so what's no? Amy doing this weekend? Like, she's not going with
yeah,
you
I mean,
and your friends
no.
from college.
No, although I invited her.
She could have gone to a wedding with your friends.
She can still
and...
go to a wedding. Let me get the tickets.
Oh, Salvador.
Uh-huh. I like this
you
idea.
Don't got nothing to say to that.
Oh, man.
I like that idea,
I thought you and I were buddies, Salvador. Why are you doing this to
For
me,
what
man?
It's worth, Jack Fritz chimed in, and he said he's not going to the wedding. That's lame.
Oh, God.
If it was John's wedding, would you go?
I guess it would depend on what I got going on that weekend.
Interesting question.
Oh, man. That was the wrong answer.
Well, no, because if I say yes, then it makes it sound like I don't care about Elliot. I do care about Elliot. I just care about my friends also.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm
so Elliot's
there.
Not a friend.
My college
You
friends.
Care about your friends
sorry.
Also.
Sorry I didn't throw in my college friends. Sorry. See, Salvador, let me just say this, Salvador. There's a backstory to this. I skipped, and this really, historically, I look back and say, boy, was this the wrong decision. I missed my 10th year reunion from the prep because I went to a friend's wedding. And I thought I was doing the right thing going to my friend's wedding. And thereafter, I said to myself, no, that was the wrong decision. I should have
what
been with my.
What are you going to do, though, this weekend? Like, what's
just place? Hanging out with my buddies in New York. You know, just
that's wrong, dude.
Simple
let
day.
Let me take Amy, and we can all have
yeah,
a good time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Salvador, anyway, what do you got on the Phillies?
Yeah, we should get Schwarber out of that leadoff spot.
I agree.
He's doing too much damage to that ball. There's no, I mean, we're like 21-9 since this manager took over or something like that. I think we could probably be maybe a little bit better, but it's kind of hard, you know, when you think about it like that. It's like he's leading off. We're 21-9.
Yep.
We changed it. Like, you know what I mean?
It's yeah, I think it's a mistake. I mean, obviously it didn't matter last night because they you know, hit so much and all that. But it was notable that both homers last night, again, were solo shots. And I also think they should drop him in the lineup.
But
I really
still
do.
Won 11-1.
11-0, I think it was, right? 11-0? Yeah, 11-0. Salvador, give me a great answer here for a pop culture achievement in the last 50 years.
Would, like, social media count?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I don't got one.
All right, my man. You got it. 215-592.
Disappointing end to a good call.
I mean, I guess technically if he had answered it a specific way, it could have.
Yeah, like a particular tweet that was particularly impressive.
Well,
or
a person that creates a career out of nothing on YouTube. I mean,
sure, TikTok, like the Charlie D'Amelio or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, you just say social media. I mean, what are we doing here? 215-592-9494. Coming up. Increased odds for one of our teams to win a title. That team, the odds, what's going on, the circumstances, why?
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yeah, I'll tell you the squad next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.